He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the April 18th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in Charleston, South Carolina. Well, I begin the day today with 717 B-plus or better ranked stocks in my database of 5,060, and maybe we'll get to some of those best stocks now before the hour is up. But for right now, let's take a look at where the markets are right now. The Dow, helped along by a few stocks in the Dow that have reported better than expected earnings, that puts the Dow up 50 points right now. The Dow is at 26,500. The S&P 500 is down 2 points right now to 2898, just a skosh below 2900. And we have the NASDAQ, I think the semiconductor, the chip stocks, down a bit today. And that's taking the NASDAQ down by 22 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 7,973. The Russell 2000 up a point to 1568. The crude oil markets up 10 cents, 63.86 per barrel, 63.86. Gold up 60 cents at 1277. Silver is up 3 cents to 1497 per ounce. The euro and the dollar pretty flat here today in their relationship with one another. The VIX is down 4%, very little volatility here, and we've got the 10-year yield at 2.56% this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Charleston, South Carolina, where it's a beautiful day. The sky is blue, the water is blue. The Dow is up, the NASDAQ is down. We have, as I mentioned, I have 717 B-plus or better ranked stocks in my database right now. Last week at this time, I had 759 B-plus or better ranked stocks. We've lost quite a few healthcare stocks out of that upper echelon of my rankings. My rankings are based on valuation and relative strength, two very important components from my perspective, from my 22 years in the business. To me, those are the two most important criteria. It's not return on equity, it's not debt to equity, it's not your current ratio. Instead, I find valuation and relative strength to be the most important. And third, I like to see a good, healthy stock chart. Well, nothing happening much overnight. The Japanese market down 0.8%. China down 0.4%. Frankfurt up 0.4%. Our markets will be closed tomorrow. This will end the trading week today when the bell rings at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow, of course, Good Friday. Initial jobless claims. Last week I said I've never seen a print below 200,000 until last Thursday. Well, guess what? This week's initial jobless claims, once again, under 200,000, which underscores the strength in the U.S. jobs market. We have 192,000 initial jobless claims filed this past week versus 206,000 consensus. That's also a little bit of the reason why the Dow is up 50 points right now. NASDAQ, though, however, down 24 points. We've had a few NASDAQ earnings, NASDAQ-related earnings that are causing that. Another big report today, the March retail sales numbers fly by estimates. Now, I want you to, once again, I'm going to give the analogy of the mighty Mississippi River and all the tributaries that flow into the mighty Mississippi River. I think the Mississippi is a very good analogy for the U.S. economy. You want it flowing. You want it moving. You don't want it stagnant. You don't want it going backwards, do you? Well, all those tributaries that feed into the mighty Mississippi or the U.S. economy are things like initial jobless claims, which are reported every Thursday, the monthly retail sales numbers, which help us gauge the strength of the consumer, which the consumer is about 80% of the economy. We look at things like PMI, and we look at things like CPI, which measures inflation. We look at things like the jobs report, how many jobs were created. All of these are tributaries and streams that flow into the mighty Mississippi and help us gauge the swiftness of the currents thereof in the U.S. economy. Now, I listened to an entire interview this morning with Jamie Dimon, CEO of J.P. Morgan Bank. Let me just say something. That guy is sharp. It's one of the sharpest minds I've ever listened to. He talks so fast and his mind moves so quickly, it's almost hard to keep up with him, but he's a brilliant guy. And he was asked once again by Maria Bartiromo, who was interviewing him, Jamie, do you see any signs of a U.S. recession out there on the horizon? She's talking the next 1 to 2 years, all right? And this comes from somebody, you talk about boots on the ground, okay? Sometimes not only does he have boots, he has hip boots. Sometimes he has chest waders. He's deep into the U.S. economy. And once again, Jamie Dimon reiterated that he does not at the current time see any prospects for a recession looming out there on the horizon. And that's why I continue to say that the sun continues to shine on the markets. Oh, not every day, not every week, not every month. But I want you to plot two dots, okay? This is from Geometry 1, all right? I remember my geometry teacher at Point Loma High School, Hazel Getzoff. She was about 83 years old. She'd been teaching geometry for 73 of those years, right there at Point Loma High School. But I still remember plotting two dots. What do we call the connection of two dots? We call that a line, all right? I want you to plot 667, okay, on the left. And on the right, I want you to plot 2,900 and connect those dots. And which way is the slope? Well, that's another one. Remember the slope. The slope of that line that is created. The slope of that line is up, decidedly up. The market remains in a primary uptrend. That is the definition of a bull market. Now, along the way, there's lots of secondary trends within that primary trend, but the primary trend is still up, meaning the bull market is still in place. And in fact, we're getting very, 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 very close to exceeding that October high of last year, which will then we can absolutely say that we celebrated the 10th anniversary of the bull back on March 7th. But what we're concerned with now, and what I am highly focused on a daily basis, is monitoring that bull market, no different than the last 10 years. I'm a guy who's been right for 10 years, and I still see another couple of years in this thing. Oh, that could change. We're getting earnings every single day. We're getting economic reports every single day. But from what I see now, people that want to grow their money, because when the sun stops shining, you're not going to be able to grow your money. You're going to have to put the harvest over on the sidelines, protect the harvest. But it's still a good time to be harvesting in your 401ks, your IRAs, your college funds. Yet, like I say, when I was in Dallas, I talked to a whole lot of folks that have been on the sidelines, some of them for years, and have missed out on this growth opportunity. And they say, why should I get in now? It's been going for 10 years. And like I say, I've heard that argument for the last 10 years. Every single year I've heard that argument. Well, I believe that you have to have growth with vigilance. And vigilance is the name of the game, along with growth. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Sometimes we have to talk about sectors of the market. The S&P has 11 major sectors. I have 33 that I track. And the sector under the microscope this morning has got to be the healthcare sector. What is going on? Well, there was an interesting article out yesterday. The market should actually be doing a lot better than it has been doing this week. We had blowout China economic data here earlier in the week. We have the market climbing through and challenging important technical levels, including new highs. In fact, closing in on all-time highs, all right? Why then has the market been so soft? Well, about 20% of the stocks in the market, 15 to 20%, somewhere in there, it varies, is the healthcare sector. And the healthcare sector has been hammered here over the last 5 days on the creeping threat of socialism, okay? Whether you think it's a threat or a good thing, the market, the healthcare sector, obviously thinks it's a bad thing. Now, the medical sector has been doing okay under the talk of just expansion of Medicare, but now it's gone way further than that to Medicare for all. And what would that mean for the healthcare sector? Well, United Healthcare really started this cascade downwards on Tuesday when they reported earnings. They reported good earnings. And why wasn't the stock up, you say? It's because of what they said during their conference call. Insurance giant. You know that United Healthcare is as big as Medicare? It insures 49 million people with an M. All right. On Tuesday, they waded into the deal for Medicare for All, which would expand government-administered coverage to most of the population. It would completely rewrite the business of U.S. health insurers, hospitals, and doctors. Well, it's still a long shot, obviously, to become law, but most of the leading Democratic candidates, and of course Bernie Sanders especially, he talked about, you know, how much, what a great plan it would be to have single-payer, government-run healthcare. And that happened, I think, Tuesday evening. And that also roiled the healthcare sector. The proposal threatens to upend companies in the industry. The hospital and insurer stocks lost a combined $28 billion in market value on Tuesday, losses which capped the worst five-day stretch for the healthcare stocks since 2011 for health insurers. Now, remember, United Healthcare beat earnings on Tuesday. The sell-off in the healthcare stocks continued on Wednesday as healthcare providers from United Health to Anthem, Humana, you name it, Edwards Life Sciences, IDEX Laboratories, Becton Dickinson, the Invisalign, even braces, companies that make braces, pretty much anything associated to the medical sector sold off again on Wednesday. And Wednesday, again, wiped out billions of dollars more in market value from some of the biggest health companies in the U.S. And, of course, this obviously has a big impact on the overall market because it is 20% of our economy. The slump in the healthcare sector over the last 6 or 7 days now has wiped out all the gains. Now, listen, the S&P's up, 12, 13% so far this year? The healthcare sector, which represents 20% of our economy, is now flat on the year. Well, here's what CEO David Wichmann of United Healthcare, which is headquartered in Minnetonka, Minnesota, said. What this proposal for Medicare for all would do to the industry. He called it, quote, wholesale disruption of American healthcare. And he said it would surely have a severe impact on the economy and jobs, all without fundamentally increasing access to care. Now, that's according to the CEO of United Healthcare. He's obviously not a Bernie Sanders supporter. He won't be voting for Bernie, will he? But again, here's what he said. Wholesale disruption of American healthcare, and it would surely have a severe impact on the economy and jobs. Well, I mean, how many people work for United Healthcare? How many doctors and providers, you know, offer healthcare through United Healthcare? What about Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield? What about Humana? What about all of the others? All of a sudden, government comes in and takes over that role, much like the VA. And it would have a huge impact, a huge major impact on our economy. Would healthcare get better? Would it get cheaper? Would it become more available? Well, that's up for you to decide. But United Healthcare as a source of coverage is almost as large as Medicare itself. This comes from Zero Hedge, a guy that I follow. Not a guy, a group that I follow. It provides health insurance services to 49.7 million people and last year recorded revenue of $226 billion. In addition to insurance, it operates physician practices. It sells consulting and data services. It administers drug benefits. It also covers millions of people in private sector versions of Medicare and Medicaid. And, of course, the avalanche really started to cascade downward even more when Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont discussed his support of Medicare for All at a Fox News town hall in Bethlehem. No, not that Bethlehem. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania on Monday night. Fox anchor Bret Baier asked the audience at the event to raise their hands if they had private health insurance from an employer. Now, he said, of those, how many are willing to transition to what the senator says, a government-run system? There were cheers in the room as people raised their hands. In fact, his followers, his supporters, Bernie, are clamoring for government to take over, to kick out the private sector and government to take over our healthcare system. Well, now you know why the healthcare sector, you can follow it along.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. I want to continue on with this story on the healthcare sector because it's having a major impact on the overall market. I see that the NASDAQ has now slipped. It's down 40 points, and a lot of that being led downwards by continued weakness and selling in the healthcare sector? Well, first you have to ask yourself, what are the chances 2 years from now of Bernie Sanders being the next president? And if not Bernie, Kamala Harris, if not Kamala Harris, Mayor Pete, you know, if not Mayor Pete, the guy from Texas, I can't think of his name right now, but he's also running. Beto O'Rourke is the guy I'm trying to think of. So the market is starting to place bets. The market is starting to anticipate. The market is starting to employ some risk management, you could call it. And there's a lot of money moving out of the healthcare sector because of this major cloud that has been thrown over the head of the healthcare sector. Well, and again, you know, pretty much after Bernie Sanders' town hall on Tuesday night, once again, Bret Baier asked the crowd, how many are willing to transition from your private healthcare to a government-run system? Okay, let's see a show of hands amongst my listeners. It really doesn't matter what either one of us, what our opinions are. The market is what matters right now. But he asked how many want your private health care insurance to go away and have it replaced by a government-run system. And he's especially called out United Healthcare, UNH, saying in an April 12th tweet, your greed is going to end. Now, I remember back in 2013, who was in the market in 2013? It was a fantastic year in the market. It was one of the best years in the market in a long time. And the leading sector in the market that year was the biotech sector. We had a tremendous year in 2013 as the biotech sector soared. And I had many of those. My biggest winner was Gilead Sciences, which came up with a cure for the for liver disease, hepatitis C, I want to say. They came up with a pill called Sovaldi that totally cured your liver from hepatitis C without having the need for a liver transplant. See, David Crosby could have used that. He has had a liver transplant. The bass player, Phil Lesh, the Grateful Dead, has had a liver transplant. Well, Sovaldi's drug was revolutionary, or Gilead's drug was revolutionary. I found Gilead early on when it was about a $10 stock in my Best Stocks Now app, and we made a ton of money in Gilead Sciences with their breakthrough drug Sovaldi. But the problem is they were charging, hey, you have to decide how much did it cost to develop the drug. I don't know the answer to that. But a full treatment to cure your liver was $40,000. 40 pills, $1,000 a pill. Oh boy, that's a tough pill to swallow, isn't it? But it cured you of the liver disease, which can be fatal. And it prevented you from having to have a liver transplant, which cost a whole lot more money and is a lot tougher ordeal to go through. All right, so Congressman, enter stage right. Stage left, I guess, Henry Waxman of California wagging his finger at Gilead Sciences for how much they were charging for that pill and other biotechs. And he single-handedly, or with one finger, waving one finger, caused the biotech sector to crater. Well, now you've got a guy running for president. Much bigger platform, much bigger stage, much bigger megaphone, much more clout than a congressman from California, Henry Waxman. Now you got Bernie Sanders, who is leading the polls currently ahead of Joe Biden, who has not announced yet for the next Democratic nominee. And Bernie Sanders is totally on board with going after the private industry that runs our healthcare system today, most of it, and replacing it with a government-run healthcare program. Well, what is the CEO of United Healthcare telling employees at United Healthcare? I don't know how many employees. I'm going to look that up. He told them the last thing you want to do is become the poster child during the presidential campaign. And that's, of course, what United is being made into. And, of course, over the years, the healthcare sector has been a very vibrant sector. I remember in the late 90s, the HMOs were the leading sector in the market for a couple of years there. And now they're wondering what next. Well, I started off the year very much underweighted in the healthcare sector. A full weighting in the healthcare sector would be about 20%. So if you're in an asset allocation and you own index funds, or you own an asset allocation that includes some of these sectors, let me tell you, you have a lot of exposure to the healthcare sector. You have a lot of exposure to the healthcare sector in an asset allocation or an index type of investment strategy. That's why I like individual stocks where I can tweak a little bit. I'd started lowering my exposure to the healthcare sector last week as I saw things starting to break down in the charts. That's where it was showing up, in the charts. And then came the news. And then came a further cascade down. And I sit here today, I continue to own, I probably have a 5% exposure to the healthcare sector. Now, it could all blow over, you know, if it really depends upon the probability of Bernie Sanders or another one with socialist tilt were to win in 2020 and beat Donald Trump, then the healthcare sector is in big, big trouble. And if not 2 years from now, what about 6 years from now? Because it seems like it's a hell-bent course that the U.S. and the people of the U.S. are on, is to replace private health care with single-payer, government-run health care. So take that into your thoughts as you invest. And if you're in a passive strategy, you're passively sitting in health care stocks that could be on the railroad tracks right now with a freight train coming at about 60 miles an hour and no veering off and avoiding that collision. Well, we do have some stocks in the news today. We got Travelers, which has reported earnings. Travelers is a component of the Dow. Travelers is not a healthcare insurer, but they are an insurer. Another one out of Minnesota, the pride of Minnesota, one of them, along with many other companies, including United Healthcare out there in Minnetonka. Travelers is a $37 billion company reporting earnings today. It's up 2.3% today. And of course, tomorrow with the market being closed, I'll be writing the newsletter and I will be updating you on how this earnings season has gone so far. By the time this week is over, 59 S&P 500 companies will have reported earnings, and I will have fresh numbers for you on this year's estimates and next year's estimates. And what to look for? Are they higher than last year and the previous year? Is that slope still up? Remember connecting the two dots? Well, here's another couple of dots to connect, all right? In 2009, the S&P earned $55 per share. $55 per share. We're now at around $165 per share in earnings. Connect those two dots. What has been the direction of earnings over the last 10 years of the S&P 500? Well, doggone it, those are almost two exact charts if you overlay them. The S&P 500, connecting those two dots from 667 to 2900, and earnings from $57 per share to $165 per share. Do stocks follow earnings? Well, I'll leave that for you to decide. But they also follow earnings expectations, all right? Because by the time the earnings come in, they've already been accounted for. We're looking ahead now to 2020. How much vision do we have into 2020? I'll be reporting on that in my newsletter. I'll be sending it out this weekend. You've never received it before, GundersonCapital.com. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We have a Dow that's up 40. We got a NASDAQ that's down 30. Bit of a split market. We've got two Dow stocks that have reported earnings today that are influencing the Dow to the upside. We have continued weakness in the healthcare sector, which I think I've covered here pretty good for now, but I will keep you on top of this story. I'm just saying, you know, when a sector loses momentum, when a sector falls out of favor, yeah, it can go sideways for quite some time. There may be further downwards pressure. You can rest assured that the healthcare sector will be looking at the polls, okay, over the next 2 years, and will trade accordingly. You know, if the polls would continue to suggest, which they suggest now, that Trump would be reelected 2 years from now, then you may have a tremendous buying opportunity after this sell-off in the healthcare sector is over. I don't believe it's over yet. I think it has further to go. But the valuations on United Healthcare, Humana, Anthem, WellCare, Centene, etc., they're just going to become more and more compelling. That's the valuation side. But the relative strength of these stocks is very, very weak right now. The charts are very, very weak, suggesting that it ain't over yet, this sell-off, all right? So if you think Trump is a shoe-in to win 2 years from now, be looking at those healthcare stocks that have sold off so viciously as they price in the potential of a Bernie Sanders or another Medicare for All candidate winning in 2020. Well, the other thing that I've watched the biotechs just getting smashed. They're getting smashed again today. I have always said, risk comes off the table. Boy, there's one of the first piles of chips that comes off that craps table, right? The biotech sector. And I've said many times that I believe that the inverse biotech ETF, there's only one that trades a lot of volume. And boy, is it active right now. And boy, is it shooting higher right now. This could be a precursor of what's to come down the road. For one, the biotech sector, I have never seen so many small little biotechs go public this year. Why? Because there's demand. And they know there's demand. So they know they can come to market with their offering of $100 million and investors will gobble up the shares. It's not quite the bubble I saw in 2000 in the dot-com stocks. Was there demand for dot-com stocks? Oh boy! Was there demand for almost any IPO? Oh boy! And really, I think a lot of light has been shed on the whole IPO market here recently. Look at the experience of Lyft, which came public at 72 and now it's 57. Well, Gunderson was right again. Gunderson has always said, you know what? These companies come out fully priced. Sometimes they come out overpriced. All the people bringing these things public want to rack up as much dough as they possibly can when they have the opportunity, and the people on the secondary market, which is the public, buying these IPOs after they go public, man, you're buying expensive merchandise. Lyft has no prospects whatsoever for earnings any time in the near future. We're going to get Uber coming public here soon. But having said that, look at all of these biotechs that have gone public. How many of them will be around 5 years from now? Well, how many of those dot-com survived the year 2000? How many were around 5 years after that? Not many. I just think that there's going to be a... Look, if Bernie Sanders starts to lead the polls, that's going to dictate how you're going to invest and be active in the market. I'm not going to own oil stocks. I'm going to own solar stocks and wind stocks. I'm not going to own... I'm not going to own healthcare insurers, private healthcare insurers, right? I'm going to short that sector and the biotech sector and others. And I believe a win by Bernie Sanders would send the bond market, I believe it would send interest rates soaring as we would continue to rack up a lot of debt. So all of that plays into being an active investor versus a passive investor. All right, just a couple other stocks here to talk about. T. Rowe Price slashed their Tesla holdings. They are pulling out. They are getting out of Tesla stock. And just looking at a chart of Tesla, it's in a severe downtrend. Tesla has always had support at about $250 per share. Man, it's right around that right now. If it were to break that support level... look out below. Oh, and by the way, we have another IPO today, Pinterest. Pinterest, is anybody interested in Pinterest? It has not traded yet, but it's expected to open at about $15 per share. Well, I'll be writing the newsletter tomorrow. The market is closed, but we're open. Gunderson's open. If you'd like to get a copy of the newsletter this week, very important update on earnings season coming this weekend, go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. And if you're a little bit nervous, I would just ask this question of yourself, if you're managing your own money, or of your advisor who's managing your money, what kind of a strategy do you have if America heads down into a recession? And what kind of strategy do you have if we see the healthcare sector, which represents 20% of our economy, totally upended and turned upside down? Are you going to be passive? Ask your guy or gal that. Well, we try to remain vigilant on the watchtower here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you'd like to set up an appointment with us, talk about our strategies here, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And if you just want to take a safe route and build a nice bond ladder that gets you 4% a year, hold those bonds to maturity, well, then go that route. We can do that for you, too. We'll talk about our new bond guy here at Gunderson Capital in coming days. He is an excellent risk manager. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.